Text numéro 9. All I want is a job with a decent number of hours. Why is that so hard to find? I'm back on the job hunt. My recent role, working with young people who are at risk of becoming involved with County Line's activities, has come to an end. I'm used to it. I've always worked short contracts. What I'm not used to is how hard it is to get a proper contract now with a decent number of hours. No one knows what the future holds, so employers have become tentative. Any contracts that are given are small, 18 hours a week, for instance. I've enjoyed this latest job. What it's really made me realise is that County Lines and exploitation can be traced back to poverty and destitution. Young people are being exploited because their mums work on low-income wages and they don't have any money. These mums can't afford to buy them £100 Nikes or whatever it is they've seen on Instagram. Rishi Sunak is on a different planet. He's not seeing the poverty, the destitution, the high cost of living that normal people are experiencing. The cost of living is still affecting me and everybody else, but there is also clearly greedflation. There are things I simply refuse to buy now. I saw gravy granules for £4. Are you mad? They used to be £2.50. The Nescafe cappuccino sachets I used to like for £2.50 are now £3. I refuse. I just buy the rubbish stuff instead. I feel like I'm being mugged off. The only power you have is to say no. We are being squeezed. To me, there is something really evil about doing this to customers. Money is being made off our backs. I might be working, but I feel like I'm not reaping the whole benefits of my salary. I don't even know who I'm going to vote for. The leader of the opposition has said he is not going to change the policy on the two-child benefit cap. What is the point of voting for a progressive party if they're not going to make change? That policy is what has driven so many children into poverty. On a positive note, I've got a role in a play called Bread and Roses, part of the Untold Stories series in Enfield. It covers suffragettes and going to war, but also deals with homelessness, eviction, and the cost of living. I rehearse every Sunday. I feel like I'm getting to do what I want. Even though I'm not acting full-time, I'm still engaged in it, still performing. Adapted from Guardian.com, July 2023.